Okay, good evening, everyone. So today we are holding in Siman Reish Mem Vav. We are up to Seif Dalid. Today is Yud Amud Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Shabbos. So we're continuing the discussion we started yesterday about Shvisas Behema on Shabbos, that there is a din, Midah or Raisa, that your animal is not allowed to be doing Melach on Shabbos. Someone sent me a text today that I had given an example. I said that if you could train your dog to turn on your light, that that's not a violation of Shvisas Behema. So someone sent me that in Rav Nevensal's Mishnah Berurah, he says that that is absolutely a violation of Shvisas Behema. So I stand corrected. I thought it was basically about farm work, and it wasn't really, you know, whatever malacha, if your dog knew how to write, I didn't think that that would be Shvisas Behema. I mean, you'd probably make a lot of money from a dog who knew how to write, but I didn't think that would, but I guess I was wrong. So I just want to correct myself on that issue. So let's begin Seif Dalid. So essentially what we're going to do today is Seif Dalid and most of Seif Hei. You'll see that Seif Hei continues through all of tomorrow's Amud as well. So continuing this discussion of Shvisas Behema, says the Shulchan Aruch, Yisrael Shehizkir Shvarim Leinu Yehudi Lachrosh Behem Chorish Behem. If you rent out your oxen to a non-Jew and he for the purposes of him to use them to plow, and he does just that, Yesh Matirim Im Kibul Aveinu Yehudi Achrayis Misu Gzeilu Gnevi Yukar Vazula, that there are those that are matir as long as the non-Jew takes full responsibility for anything that's going to happen to that animal, whether it gets stolen, whether it goes up in value, down in value, he's going to take full responsibility, give you back something that is of the same value that you gave to him. And others say, no, it still belongs to the Jew because the Nachri can't sell it. He's only renting this animal. So even though he may be taking full responsibility for anything that happens to it, if he can't sell it, he's not the owner. And if he's not the owner, you're the owner. And if you're the owner, it's a violation of Shvisas Behema. So let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Chaf. Im Kibel Alav, Dal Yudei Zeh, Havei Behema, Kamo Shal Einu Yehudi, Mutar Lach Rosh Ba B'Shabbes. That the first opinion that thinks that it's Mutar, as long as the Nachri takes full responsibility, thinks that by him taking full responsibility, it becomes like his Behema. Ve'alfal Pishamach Zira Be'en, Im Lo Yikra Lo Klum. And even though he's going to give it right back to you when the Schirus is over, if nothing happens to it, if it didn't get stolen or nothing happened to it, he'll just give you back the animal, so it seems like it's yours. But Mikol Makom Hashto Berushos Hein Yudikai Legamri. But right now it's in his rishus entirely. Kivin Digam Liyukra Vezula Berushos Hohi. Since it's considered to be in his rishus, even in terms of going up or down in value, so if it's considered to be entirely his, then for this moment, so that's why the first opinion thinks that that would make it mutter. However, then we had a Yesh Omrim that even that's going to be aser, since the Enu Yehudi is not able to sell it. Siv Katan Chaf Aleph Va'ayin Lamata. The Rama then just added, and you have to look Lamata B'Simin Zeh, what I write later on in this Simin. What does that mean? Hainu D'Shnei Yesh Matirin Akas Of Sham V'Gam Agash B'Sof Simin Luchach D'Sri Lekadas Matirin V'Ayin Mashin Nechto Sham. What he means when he says Ayin Lamata is that we pass like the second day over here. The more Mekil of the more makil of the two opinions, not like the second opinion, because we're going to see in the next si'if, we'll at least do some of it today, that there are a number of kulas, and according to some of those kulas in the next si'if, some of those kulas will apply here as well, and therefore you'll see that in reality we paskin like the more makil opinion, which makes sense with the klalim of Shulchan Aruch, because in Shulchan Aruch when you have a stam and then a yesh omrim, so we are always paskin like the stam. Over here it's not really a stam, it's a yesh matirim and a yesh omrim, so one could have argued that maybe we should paskin like the second yesh omrim, so that's why the Rama has to add, no, we're paskin like the yesh matirim, even though it's a yesh matirim and a yesh omrim, the yesh omrim being the more machmir of the two, we're still going to be makil like the yesh matirim. Okay, so now we move on to Seif Hei. So Seif Dalid was if you rent your animal to the Nachri and the Nachri is plowing with it on Shabbos. Seif Hei is not that you rent your animal to a Nachri, but rather im Yisrael v'ein Yehudi shutafin bebehema. If the Jew and the non-Jew are partners in an animal, mutar lasos v'ein Yehudi melacha b'Shabbos. The v'ein Yehudi is allowed to do melacha with that animal on Shabbos, as long as the following conditions are met. Number one, al yedei sheyasne im v'ein Yehudi b'tchilu kishakanu osa sheyitol v'ein Yehudi b'Shabbos v'Yisrael b'yom chol v'im lo v'isnu m'tchilu osar afal b'shusnu acharkach. That at the very time that the partnership began began, when they first purchased this animal together, they had to make a Tanai, that the Ein Yehudi gets the animal on Shabbos, and the Jew gets the animal on a weekday corresponding to that Shabbos, so that the Jew never ever took ownership of this animal for Shabbosos. Then you've successfully avoided Shavisas Behema. So that is one way to make a partnership with an Ein Yehudi, where he's going to be working with it on Shabbos. That's one way to make it work, where you're not going to be violating Shavisas Behema. This Si'if Hei, is going to have four ways to make it work. We're going to do the first three tonight. So the first way to make it work is that you have to think of it when your partnership starts. If you didn't think of it when your partnership starts, and then you try to walk it back later and try to, no good. You have to think of it when your partnership starts and make that a deal in the partnership that the Einu Yehudi gets it for Shabbosos. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat on Chav Beis. Because then it turns out that the Jews simply didn't take ownership of it at all on Shabbosos. And then even afterwards, you could just split the profits down the middle, and it's not going to be a violation of Schar Shabbos, because it's all Bahavlah. And even if you're both going to lose, if the animal were to get stolen on Shabbos, you're both going to lose equally, and he's not taking all the Achrayos, you both share the Achrayos, it's still going to be Mutter. Because even though you're going to be losing out as much as he's going to be losing out, you never took ownership of this animal for Shabbos. And therefore, it's not a problem of Shvisas Behema on Shabbos. And then the Shulchan Aruch had said, but if you didn't make this tonight, right at the outset, then it's too late. After they already had a partnership, he said to him, "Ooh, I forgot to mention, you take it on Shabbos, I'll take it during the week," right? Later in the, after the partnership already started, he says this to him, even if that's enough to avoid Shvisas Behema, because after all, it is partially the Ein Yehudi's animal, so you can't stop him from doing malacha with the animal, so maybe that's enough to avoid Shvisas Behema, because he has every right to use an animal that he jointly owns. Mikom makom, aser, it's still going to be aser, because you are getting another day in the week corresponding to that Shabbos. You're essentially selling Shabbos for another day of the week, and that's Schar Shabbos without Havla'a. You're getting paid another day entirely for yourself, because he's getting this day of Shabbos entirely for himself. Sivkat and Chav Dalid, Aval Pishis Nuachar Kach, even though they made it tonight after the fact, Miloshon Zem Mashma, from this it sounds like the Kolshkein Dim Lois Naklal Diyasir, that what the Shulchan Aruch is saying is, if at the time that the partnership started they didn't make any tonight, they didn't make any deal, even if they made a deal later, it's no good. That implies that if they didn't make a deal later, they didn't make a deal at the beginning, and they didn't make a deal later, they just left it stam, that's for sure going to be aser. Because even if they made a deal later, it's going to be no good. So for sure, if they never made a deal, it's going to be aser. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, even though that's what it sounds like from the Shulchan Aruch, if you look in the Beis Yosef, Beis Yosef mitzad lomar de'im af li'achar shenishtatvu, if even after the partnership started they did not make this tonight, they just take a week's worth of profits and divide it evenly, to Shari, maybe that's going to be mutter, meaning making the deal afterwards is a violation of what? Not of Shvisas Behema. The guy's using his own Behema because he has a partnership in it. There's nothing you could do about that. Maybe the problem with making a deal afterwards is that you're creating a Schar Shabbos, because you're telling him, you take it on Shabbos and I'm going to take it for a weekday. So you're selling your portion on Shabbos. If you just would have kept your mouth shut and not made any deal, then it would not have been Schar Shabbos, because then it's a Havlah. You're splitting the whole week's worth of profits, because it's Schar Shabbos Pavla, and it's also not an Isra of Shvisas Behema, because what are you supposed to do? He's a part owner of the animal. He has every right to insist that he wants to use that animal on Shabbos. Even though you did wrong over here, meaning by not making that tonight at the beginning, beginning, you were putting yourself in a position knowing that an animal that you own 50% rights in that animal is going to be working on Shabbos. So after the fact, there's nothing you can do to stop it, because the guy owns 50% also, you can't tell him not to work on Shabbos, because he is an owner of the animal also. But by entering into such an agreement, you did wrong Meikara. But maybe after the fact, if you don't make it tonight, now going forward, you're not going to be doing any additional Isser. So that's what the Beis Yosef writes. But the Shulchan Aruch doesn't sound like he wants to rely on that. Lamaisa, that if you didn't make the Tanai Meikara, and then you continue to not make it Tanai, that you're good to go. It doesn't sound like the Shulchan Aruch wants to rely on that. Vida. Even according to the sheet of the Beis Yosef, who is willing to rely on that, that it's not a violation of Shvisas Behema, even he would only rely on it by Makom Hefsid Gadol. Only in the case of Hefsid Gadol would be Samech. Okay, so that is approach number one. Approach number one, how do you sell the Shvisas Behemah Shabbos when you have a partnership? When you start the partnership, make sure that you tell him, you're getting Shabbos, I'm getting a weekday, connected that. We then learned in the Mishnah Berurah that according to the Beis Yosef, it could be that if you fail to do that, you're best off not doing anything going forward. And if you try to make the tonight later on, that's going to be problematic, because that's going to be Schar Shabbos. A second Eitzah if you have a partnership. If you lend the animal to him as a total loan, that he doesn't have to check with you before he takes it and he does whatever he wants with it, and you say, listen, we're going to assess what this animal is worth today. I'm lending my share in it to you at this value, and you're responsible to give me back that value. I don't care what happens to the animal, goes up in value, goes down in value, whatever it is, you're responsible for giving me back that value. You, the guy, are taking full achrayus on that animal. That is a second way that this will be mutter. If you look at Mishmaros of Katan Chafhei, V'yizkof Adam Hainu, Shasham Osa B'dam M'kfi Mashi Yachshav. Estimate what the, or assess what the animal is worth right now. V'imtisyakor Atuzal Yia Kol Bereshuso. And if it goes up or goes down, it's all the guy's problem. And you make a tenai that he has the right to take it out. That we're assuming, like the Shita, that the Yehudi has to have the ability to absolutely control the animal. So the second way to do it is assess its value, make the guy responsible for that amount, regardless of any price fluctuations, as long as the guy doesn't need your permission to use it, that's going to work as well. Third way to solve the problem, back in the Shulchan Aruch, v'yesh matirim afilu lo yehei rishus b'yadei in yudi lotziyam, even if the guy does not have the right to take it out, al yidei sheyiskof adam mal yehei yudi b'milva v'yachs v'yehei yudi v'yasa putiki kolomer apotei kai kolomer lo yehei lecha piron el mizeh li Yisrael o yehar hanes perish mashkum b'lishon Yishmael rahan etzlo ulvat sheyomer lo. What you do is, again, you assess the value of that animal and you say, look, my share of this animal is $250 worth. That's what it's worth today. I am giving you the animal. You owe me $250. It is a loan. And then they designate the animal as an aputiki. An aputiki means it's a super mashkon. It's like when I want to get paid back, I want to know that I can always go to that thing to get paid back. I have my guarantee that I can always collect from that item. So the animal becomes the apotiki. So really the guy owes you $250 because you're lending him the $250 value of the animal. And instead of him just giving it, the animal becomes the apotiki through which you collect, or a mashkon through which you you collect. Sivkatan Chavav in the Mishnah Bura, Lotia Mal Yudei, etc. Bemilve, Umari Gamkin Shilva Salini Yudi, Visham Osa Bidamim Bechanal. That you lend it to the Enu Yehudi and you assess its value like we had in option number two. The Adamim Zakuf Alav Bemilve, and the money is owed to you as a loan, Ela de Balahosif. But what we're adding over here in this in option three is the af al yedei zesh also in you the apotiki Yisrael suin lo rishus lemachra, that even though you made it an apotiki, so now the guy can't sell it because he needs to keep it available to pay it back to you. Afilu achi shari, it's still going to be mutter. And sivkatan chav zayin yaharhanes etzlo perish afal pi shianichem biyada Yisrael lemashkon sheyuchal yipar mehem kishlo yiten mos avuram, that even though you're leaving it in the hands of Yisrael, of the Jew, as a mashkon, that he can use it to get paid back what you owe him when you don't have money to give him. And then the guy is going to take the animal and do work with it. It's still going to be mutter, because even though the Jew is holding on to it as a mashkon, the animal is still technically completely in the rishus of the non-Jew. We said, as long as you don't say me'achshav, what does that mean? Hanu afilu mamarlo, even if you say imlo etein l'cha mos l'zman ploni yushalcha, that if I don't give you the money by X amount of time, it will be yours. Kivin delo amarlo, meaning the animal will belong to you, the Jew. If I, the Nachri, don't pay you back the money that I owe you, this animal that is a mashkon will belong to you, because that's how you're going to collect your payment. As long as the Nachri doesn't use the word me'achshav, that this animal is going to belong to you already from now, me'achshav yushalcha, lo kanam al Yisrael mafreik shleifrenu yehudi, the Jew will not turn out to have been the owner the entire time when the Nachri doesn't pay back. Ve'lo aleimata rak shibud bi'alma. All it is a shibud. He is not really the owner of the animal. So what we learned tonight is, first we learned in Sif Dalid, two opinions: if a Nachri takes full responsibility for a rented animal, whether the Nachri doing malacha with that animal is a violation of Shvisas Behema. And the Ramah indicated that we are makil on that. That if he takes full responsibility and it's a rented animal, that we are makil, that it's not a violation of Shvisas Behema. Then we discussed, if you have shutafim, the Jew and the non-Jew are partners in the animal, what are the ways that we can make that work where the guy can use it on Shabbos? So far we had three ways to make that work. Number one was that at the time of the purchase you make a Tanai that it belongs to the guy on Shabbos. At the time of the purchase you include that as a Tanai. The second possible way, if you didn't include it as a Tanai, so then you're up a creek. Then you're stuck, even though the Beis Yosef says you're best off just keeping quiet going forward. Second way to make it work is assess the value and make the guy responsible for that amount regardless of any price fluctuation, as long as the guy doesn't need your permission to use it. That you tell the guy, no matter what happens, this animal goes up in value, goes down in value, you give me back this value, so then it's considered to be totally beyond Hagai, and that's the second way to make it mutter. Third way to make it mutter is, even if the guy cannot take it out without your permission, if the behemoth becomes an apotiki or a mashkon for the loan of the assessed value of the animal, that's going to be okay as well. Meaning that the guy can't sell it because it's an apotiki to pay back the loan that he owes you, or it's a mashkon to pay back that you're even holding on to. Still, that's going to be mutter because the guy is taking full responsibility for it, and it's done in the form of a monetary loan. Tomorrow we'll get to the v'yesh matirim, the fourth way to make this mutter, and what Rama has to say about all of this, and that will bring us to the end of Simen Reish Mem Vav, and then it gets a little bit easier after that. So we're getting through the rough spots right now. Okay, have a wonderful evening, everybody.